become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back.
That's Main great. Street to That's what we're doing. We're taking America back, broadcasting from my home studio in downtown Belmont, Pennsylvania, live as National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting Network, Liberty Lighthouse on Mojo 50 Radio, Patriot Nation Radio Network, and anywhere else you hear or see the show. I'm Peter Serafine, your host for this 2 hours of common sense and constitutional discussion. Tonight, I've got two guests that are going to join us at the bottom of this first hour, so roughly 6:30. We got Scott Thompson at 6:30 Eastern Time, if you're watching live on Thursday night or listening live on Thursday night. Scott Thompson from Right to Bear Insurance is going to join us. And I've been looking into less lethal firearms or less lethal self-defense type weapons. And I'm going to have a talk with him about some of those. There's some pretty neat options out there now. And then at the top of the second hour, so 7 p.m. Eastern Time this year, Thursday, Paul Engel from Constitution Study, and he wants to talk about the, how to say this politely, the challenges of electing a new Speaker of the House. So I'm actually looking forward to that conversation, too. This is a live call-in show, so please, if you have something that you would like to discuss, call in at 512-248-8252. And if you've got something that you want to say, but you don't actually want to be on air, you can text me at 64 My Rights. That's 646-974-4487. So, should be a good show. I like that. I want to say, those of you that have listened for any length of time know that my regular full-time day job is that I'm a mailman. And I've noticed something. In the last week-ish, roughly the last week, I've seen an awful lot of COVID-19 test kits being delivered through the mail. And I don't understand why. I thought COVID was over. Like, why are we still doing test kits? And why now, all of a sudden? I hadn't delivered one in months. But all of a sudden now, I'm getting a bunch of them again. Why? I don't know why. Maybe you know why. That's what the call-in line's for. 512-248-8252. Also, don't forget, I'm still giving away copies of my latest book, A More Tyrannical King, How the Federal Government Became More Oppressive Than King George. Giving away copies of it. I'll give them away in the third segment of the show. So between 7 and 7:30, we'll draw names from a hat. And how do you get your name in that hat? Is you go to liberty-lighthouse.com and click the big blue win a book button right at the top of the homepage there. Liberty-lighthouse.com. Win a book. Got about an hour before we start drawing again. Giving away, like, I don't know, 25 copies or something like that over the last month. Pretty excited. Never done that before. Here's your chance. Get a free book. Free is always good, right? One thing that I really don't want to talk about, if you all call in, and that's the Israeli thing, the war between Hamas and Israel. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about Ukraine. Maybe I've just become a piece of crap who doesn't care about human beings, or maybe I'm getting cynical in my older age. I don't know why, but I really don't care about wars going on in other countries. I mean, obviously, I care about the loss of human life. That's terrible, blah. That's not my point. I don't care about the political side. of the wars that are going on elsewhere. I don't care about it because we've got enough problems here in our country, and we're funding all of these wars anyway. How about stop funding the wars? Stop funding countries that are going to fight over each other. Stop getting involved in everybody else's politics overseas. That's where I am. Yeah, it's terrible when anybody kills anybody. But I'm over it. Yeah, I'm 50 years old and I can't remember a time when we weren't at war with somebody or financing a war with somebody. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of our country being involved in it everywhere. Our country has a terrible track record when we get involved in other nations' civil wars. A terrible track record. We take what we think is the lesser of two evils and we prop them up and make them a dictator. And then we act surprised when they behave like dictators. And then a few years goes by and all of a sudden we're at war again. And we've got to go in and remove dictators that we propped up. That's the American foreign policy of the modern age. And I don't like it. So, maybe that does make me a terrible human being, that I don't want to talk about Hamas or Hezbollah or Israel or Iran or Ukraine and Russia or China. Probably going to move over and try to take over Taiwan now. I don't want to talk about any of them. I just want us out of all of them. One thing that I saw or heard on news lately was Mr. Joe Biden, you know, continuing his push for relieving student loans. Relieving student loans. Doesn't that sound nice? Well, we're just going to wipe away the student loan. Now, why do I have to pay for that? Why does the U.S. taxpayer have to foot the bill for everybody's college debt? Nobody can ever give me a good reason for that. I was talking with somebody just last night who seemed to think that it was a good idea. And I said, why should I have to pay for your student loans? And rather than coming up with an answer, any answer, that person changed the subject. They're like, well, do you agree with everything that our government does? No. In fact, I agree with maybe 10% of what our government does. Very little. And it all goes back to a James Madison quote. It's a lengthy quote, but it's one that we should all be familiar with. If Congress can apply money indefinitely to the general welfare and are the sole and supreme judges of the general welfare, well, they may take care of religion into their own hands. They may establish teachers in every state, county, and parish and pay them out of the public treasury. They may take into their own hands the education of children, establishing in like manner schools throughout the Union. They may assume the provisions for the poor. They may undertake the regulation of all roads other than post roads. In short, everything from the highest object of state legislation down to the most minute object of police would be thrown under the power of Congress. For every object I have mentioned would admit the application of money and might be called, if Congress so pleased, Provisions of the General Welfare. If you go reading any of the bills that have been passed in the last couple of years, they all start with why they say it's constitutional. And they all claim general welfare. Well, Madison's argument in that speech was that the general welfare is regarding the 17 powers listed in Article 1, Section 8. And that's it. Congress can't be the ones who decide what is or isn't general welfare, because if Congress is the ones who decide what is or isn't general welfare, they'll do whatever the frick they want to do. And that's exactly what we have in our world today. That's exactly how we got here. The General Welfare Clause. So student loans, well, that falls under the General Welfare Clause. Foreign aid, well, they probably call that general welfare too. Because there's another Madison quote, and I didn't think ahead and look this one up, but there's another one when there were some refugees from the island of Hispaniola. Somebody was trying to get Congress to pass a bill for some aid to these refugees. And the dollar amount of that aid in today's money would have been like 30 grand. And Madison stood up and said, I can't find the article in the Constitution. I can't put my finger on the article of the Constitution that allows us to spend public money on benevolence. Madison said it is not the federal government's job to fund charity. Look how much money we send out in the form of charity. All the foreign aid that goes out of our country, all of the domestic aid that we give to the poor. It is not the job of the federal government. We all know the federal government is a ginormous, wasteful bureaucracy that costs more than it's worth. Who do you think would be better at feeding the poor people, the homeless people, the starving people in your town? Your local town council or your local churches, your local charity, or the federal government? I don't think anybody can argue that the federal government does it better. They certainly do it. They do whatever they want because they've expanded the General Welfare Clause to mean whatever they want it to mean. We've got to take that back. We've got to bring back the original intent, the original meaning of the Constitution back into our politicians. I was working on an article earlier today. It probably won't be done and posted for a couple of weeks, but I was just working on an article about Grover Cleveland. And I personally think Grover Cleveland may have been the last constitutional originalist to have to hold the office of president, have a seat in the White House. I think he was the last originalist, the last one who really believed in a limited government. Not just a small government, a limited government. And there's a difference there. And most people don't understand the difference because they probably never think about it. You can have a small government that's all powerful, does whatever it wants. We need a limited government. A government limited by the Constitution. a government who does not exercise powers that we, the people, never granted to it. And where's the list of powers that we, the people, granted to our government? The U.S. Constitution. Most of them in Article 1, Section 8. We need to bring that back. Well, you know what else we need? We need carry insurance. You have a firearm, you need carry insurance. If you have to use your firearm, you are going to be sued and or arrested and or charged with crimes. We've seen the news. Good people standing up, defending their stores, defending their families, defending their lives, and they're charged with crimes. And it can happen to you, and it can ruin you financially. You need carry insurance. We all need carry insurance. Now, I use Right to Bear carry insurance. It's the most affordable carry insurance on the market. Plans start at $11 a month. And that's the plan that I have, is the $11 a month plan. With code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com, you can save 10% off. So that $11 a month becomes, you know, $9.90 or something like that. That's protectwithbear.com. Use code LIGHTHOUSE. And it's not just me that says it's the most affordable carry insurance on the market. That's a study from Pew Pew Tactical that said that. And I was actually a member and carrying my own Right to Bear insurance before I brought them on as an affiliate sponsor of the show. I do believe in their product. I'm not just trying to make a buck. Look into them. Promise you it's worth it. Protectwithbear.com. Use code LIGHTHOUSE when you check out. All right, so how do we get this back? How do we get the Constitution back? How do we get our government shoved back down into the confines, the four walls of the Constitution? I don't know the answer to that. But I'm interested to talk to Paul here in 45 minutes or so, Paul Engel from the Constitution Study, because he wants to talk about this, the speaker race, Speaker of the House challenges that are going on right now. And I think that might be part of it. The Freedom Caucus, they've never had this much power before. And this goes to show you that a couple of votes can make a difference. It took one member of Congress to stand up and vote out Speaker McCarthy, or to ask to vacate the chair. And it doesn't take a whole lot of people to elect one member of Congress. Now, I don't really, never didn't really like Speaker McCarthy. I thought Speaker McCarthy, well, he's been there too long and he's turned into a swamp critter. He had humble roots. Didn't grow up with a whole lot. Always wanted to be a politician. But he's been there too long. He gets on TV and he says all the right things. And then he goes back behind closed doors and negotiates and comes out with a bill that doesn't match what he said. He did that enough. And I didn't like him and I didn't trust him. I didn't want him to be elected speaker the first time around. I was hoping for somebody else. Honestly, I'd like to see like a freshman, one of the first term member of the House become speaker, because they don't have that corruption yet. They haven't been paid off by lobby groups yet. They haven't learned how to do all the backroom deals yet. The longer they're there, they grow up into these leadership positions, the less I like them, the less I trust them. So, anyway, thanks to Sarah Nichols for sharing out the show on all the social media sites. And you can do the same. That's one way that you can help the show that doesn't cost you anything. And Sarah also says that I'm not a terrible person for not wanting to talk about all the wars. And I don't want to talk about them. But I don't know how to get the country back. I'm getting tired. I'm doing as much as I can do. I'm doing so much, I'm tired. I'm writing books. I'm writing articles. I'm doing interviews. I'm doing this show. All while I'm working full-time and trying to keep my wife happy. Something's going to have to give. I can't do it all myself. Neither can you. No one of us can. The John Q. public needs to understand the original intent of the Constitution and the original intent of the government created by our Constitution. It's the only way we can possibly save this republic. Nobody reads it anymore. They don't teach it in school anymore. Millions of people every year raise a hand and swear an oath to it. Every federal employee, every state and local executive branch employee, every elected official in this country, literally millions of people every year swear an oath to a constitution most of them haven't even read. And then Harvard Law School doesn't even teach it anymore. We're putting out lawyers that don't learn the Constitution anymore. They learn case law about the Constitution. They learn what some other judge said about what some other judge said about the Constitution. That's not how the Constitution was written. It was written for we the people. It is written in plain language so that we the people can use it to hold our government accountable when they step outside the bounds. But we haven't done that in decades. We need to do it again. Personally, I think we should bring back tarring and feathering. Every time a politician does something stupid, drag him into the street and tar and feather him. Don't hurt him, just embarrass him. Every time they do something stupid, we'd have to invest in a lot more tar and a lot more feathers. All right, we're coming up to a break. I want to remind you, I'm giving away another book tonight. So if you missed it at the beginning of the show, go to liberty-lighthouse.com. Click the big blue win a book link. Big blue button right at the top of the page says win a book at liberty-lighthouse.com. In about a half an hour or so, we will draw a number and a name on air, live on air, and announce who the winner will be. You can get your copy of A More Tyrannical King, How the Federal Government Became More Oppressive Than King George. By yours truly, book number 3. Book number 4 is coming along quite well, too, I must say. It's going to be bigger than any of my other ones, and it's taking a lot more research than I was anticipating or hoping for. But hopefully it's going to be good. I like it. Trust Shattered. Basically a big document list of reasons to not trust government. Got to put some limits around that. Otherwise, it would be an endless book. It goes on forever and ever and ever. All right. Liberty-lighthouse.com. Big blue win a book button right at the top of the homepage. Click it. Maybe you'll win a book. Be back in 3 minutes with Scott Thompson on the other side of the break. Peace.
What? What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Little Peter Gabriel for you. Hey, welcome back. I'm Peter Savering. Please remember to share out the show on your social media. Send it to your friends, your family, any, you know, liberal nut job out there that needs to learn a little bit about common sense. Send it to everybody. We don't get help from these giant company algorithms or anything like that. We rely on you, the listeners and viewers, to help us spread the word. And use the promo codes and buy the merchandise. Do whatever you can to support these free speech networks. Republic Broadcasting Network, Mojo 50 Radio, Patriot Nation Radio Network, none. They all need your help all the time. This is not a cheap thing. There's like lots of equipment, lots of fees, website fees and broadcast fees and licensing fees and all kinds of stuff. So help them out. Buy their merchandise, use their promo codes, and share their content. Greatly appreciated. Joining me now, as promised, Mr. Scott Thompson from Right to Bear Insurance. And my soundboard went to sleep. I don't have your intro.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. I can still hear it in my head.
Okay. I use a, what do you call this? A tablet, an electronic tablet over here as my soundboard, and I didn't touch it enough. It went to sleep.
And now, welcome to the studio, FFL holder, firearms instructor, and representative for Right to Bear Arms Insurance, and all-around badass, Scott Thompson.
You just like it when he calls you a badass.
I can't say I don't like it.
All right. So I've been looking into less lethal devices. So, you know, I'm constable here in Pennsylvania. Election day is coming up pretty soon. And I have to spend election day at the polling stations in uniform. And I carry my 9mm Beretta or my 45. I don't know. It depends on what kind of mood I am in that morning when I wake up, but usually my Beretta. And I always, you know, I've got a baton and I've got pepper spray. But I'm thinking a baton and pepper spray are both, they're both pretty up close and personal devices.
Yes.
So I was looking for something in the interim where I don't necessarily have to kill the guy, but I can still get him while he's far enough away that he can't hurt me.
Right.
So the first thing that came to mind was a taser. And, well, the good ones are really expensive.
Yes. Yes, they're not cheap.
And the cheap ones are cheap.
Yes. Yeah. And I can tell you this, the taser is not foolproof.
Right.
Because it's shooting two different prongs, and they both have to connect to complete the circuit for the electricity to happen. It's not foolproof, especially with you living in the Northeast. We're starting to get into the colder weather. People are wearing thicker jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that will affect or can affect the usefulness of the taser if it doesn't complete the circuit.
And Curtis over in the YouTube chat room says Taco Bell will work.
Yeah. Just get some of their packets and just put a little puncture and squeeze them real, real tight.
I'm thinking if he eats it. Here, have a burrito.
That might clear people away. But I can tell you this from experience, tasers are effective. I have been shot with one. I'll share the video with you sometime. I decided when I was in law enforcement to say, hey, when are you guys going to shoot me with a taser? And they said, right now, we're doing a training, so we'll film it. And they did, and it hurt. I couldn't do anything. There was no movement I could do.
Right.
They are effective when they work. But the downside, so in the civilian stance, the taser cartridge is a 30-second ride. Because what they expect you to do in the civilian stance or the civilian to do is shoot, run. And then they do have, so at least I know Axon, which is the old Taser, is now Axon Industries. They offer a, if you file a police report, they'll give you a free replacement. So okay. You don't have to worry. Cause you said, I mean, there's $700, some of them.
Yeah.
And that you don't want to have to worry about that. They'll send you a free replacement. But if they don't work and you're only carrying one cartridge, then you're kind of in an uh-oh factor.
I'm looking at whatever I get as just to be a, here, I'm going to try this first, and if that doesn't work, I'm going to shoot you.
There you go. Yep. And the taser could be effective for that. I will say you talked about previously we were talking about the pepper spray balls.
Yeah.
One thing I like too is, so Saber has a pepper spray gun.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not the balls, it's a stream, but it goes out just as it goes out about 18 feet. So you do have a better control of the function and the distance. But what's great about it too is if you're already, you know, obviously you're already a gun person, so using it is going to come second nature. I mean, it's point, pull the trigger, and you can just move around. The pepper balls, the downside of that is there have been times that I've witnessed in some applications where the ball bounces and doesn't open up, and a bounced pepper ball does nothing.
Right.
You know, if it doesn't open up. So the you know, if you're looking at the gun, I like the stream one. Like I said, I'm an instructor for Saber Red. So I'm a little bit biased, but theirs work really well. And it gives, instead of like a cone, it gives more of a direct spray, and it'll last as long as you need it to. And then if that doesn't work, because I've seen people go right through that, then you go to your gun and you can say, but I tried.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at, is the I tried. So, you know, to be honest, as a constable guarding a polling station, the most likely thing I might have to deal with is two people just start fighting.
Right. Yep.
And I thought the pepper ball gun would be good for that, because the pepper balls, when they work, put out a cloud of spray roughly 6 foot diameter.
Yep.
So I shoot once and I get both of them.
Yep.
And I don't have to aim at faces or anything like that. It just whole generalized area.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, if they bounce, that's not good.
No. One good thing is, now maybe they're rolling around on the ground with the chamber. If you just shoot at them, the mess of cords will come out over them. And as they're wrapping up each other with it, they'll just keep getting that ride both together. So if they're already fighting and they're rolling around, the taser could be good. So do you know where taser comes from, by the way, the word taser?
No.
It was named out. It's the Thomas A. Swift electric rifle from books that were written, you know, turn of the century. But that's where the acronym taser came from. So it's pointless knowledge.
That's not pointless. It's fun. Curtis says to make sure to never cross your streams.
That's right. Until the second movie, and then you have to cross the stream. So I guess there are times.
Right. So did you? Okay, so you just said I forgot what company already.
Saber.
Saber. So you're a Saber instructor. Did you look into the ball guns to figure out which ones are better than others? Because there's a huge, huge price gap in them.
They go from
like $75 or $80 a piece up to, you know, $500.
Yeah. And there is a big, the one that I keep seeing a lot of good things about was, let me look at a Grimberg.
I don't even think I saw that one.
And that one, I've seen good things about. Certain models of it will have a flashlight with it. Now, you're at the polls, flashlight's probably not too important. No. But if this is something that maybe you'd carry on other occasions.
Well, that's also a possibility. My beautiful wife, she has her carry license, but she does not carry.
Yeah, and this might be something that gets her into the carrying, and not lethal, but get her used to, or at least making room, because she's probably going to keep it in a purse.
She has a concealed carry purse.
Oh, those are great. I highly recommend those to anyone that's going to conceal carry.
She just never walks upstairs and opens up the gun safe and gets it out and puts it in.
Yep. Yep, that happens a lot. And this might be something that helps solve that, because sometimes, you know, people feel like if I have it, I'm going to use it all. Like, I'm going to need it. Maybe she gets into that habit of carrying one of the pepper ball guns, and she realizes, hey, you know what? I don't need it. But if I did, it would be nice to have. Mm-hmm. So it might kind of ease her into carrying something.
I was thinking about it, because like tonight, you know, she's at a meeting while I do this show. She'll be coming home in, her meeting's over in 20 minutes. So she'll be coming home in, you know, 30, 40 minutes. And I'm looking outside and sun's going down. It's getting dark already.
Yep. Yep. It'd be nice to have. And like I said, the Grimberg, with them having the light on it, is nice. Not even just for identifying who you're shooting at, because I mean, if someone's attacking you and you know they're attacking you, you might not care so much for the light at that moment, but running away, if you're in a dark area, you don't want to trip over a log or something, or a ditch, and end up now they're coming after you still. So having that light can be very helpful.
We got a dog like 4 months ago, and we're constantly walking him. And I'm the guy who thinks that the one time I leave the house without the handgun is when I'm going to need the handgun.
Yep.
And much the same, handgun is upstairs in the handgun safe. And sometimes we're sitting on the couch and she just says, hey, let's go do X and we just jump up and go. And I don't take the time to walk upstairs and get it.
Yeah.
Something like that, whether it's a taser or a pepper ball gun or pepper spray gun, any of them.
Yep.
I leave that in the little side table by the front door.
Of course.
I wouldn't feel like I needed to have that locked up all the time.
Yep. Yep. You could grab it as you're walking out and you're good to go.
I've also thought about getting a second quick access safe and putting one of those by the door.
I was just going to say, this seems like a really good reason to get another quick access safe and another gun. Maybe you need another one to put by the door. Christmas is around the corner.
Well, I don't need, let me say this carefully. It would not be necessary for me to get another gun in order to have one by the door and one by the bed. We'll just put it that way.
Right. But it could be a good reason. You need another gun, but it could be a good reason to have another gun, you know?
Yeah.
Men are always looking for reasons to get another one. Right. So
what's the proper number of guns to have?
As many as you need plus one.
Yeah, it's whatever you have now plus one is how I always looked at it.
Yeah, very good.
I was just talking about this with a friend. I have a rifle, a beautiful, like 19th century Winchester lever action. It's beautiful. Can't find ammo for it anywhere.
Yep. What caliber is it?
32-40.
Oh yeah. Yep. And that's the thing. Some of the, and we've learned this through COVID.
Yeah. Well, that's when COVID hit and boom, you couldn't find it at all.
Yep.
And now there's a couple of little weird companies making it for, $5 a round or something.
Right. Price. Yeah. 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 And that's the thing. We're learning that, they're seeing what rounds are going to sell the most and they're focusing on those. I mean, cause still there, I still find it hard sometimes to get 410. There are some rounds that are just harder to get. When you start getting into rounds like that, that's low on the totem pole for mass production, because there's not going to be a lot of buyers. So
the beautiful wife's 32 ACP was one that was slow to come around and find, but it is back. So I have my fingers crossed hoping that the 32-40 will come back, because that's just such a nice rifle. And I haven't really been able to play with it.
Yep.
Because when I got it, I only got a handful of rounds. And I don't
want to. And you probably thought, I'll just pick up more when I need them.
Right. And then, and God forbid I run out.
Yep.
So whenever I want to feel like, an old cowboy, I get out the Henry and pretend that it's my Winchester.
It's funny, in dealing with a lot of people at some of the gun stores that I go to, how many people think that Henry is this ultra old company that's just always been here in America? And it's like, it's not that old. They're here in America. They're good guns. But they're not that old. But some people just feel like, I don't know why, they feel like it's been around forever.
What's the oldest weapons manufacturer on the planet?
Is it Colt?
Beretta. Wow. Beretta's been doing it since the 14th century or something like that. They were making spears.
Man, that's a long time.
I might be exaggerating a little, but they've been around for a really, really long time.
Do you know what Glock's first weapon of war, or weapon that was purchased by a government for war was?
No.
A knife. They were doing knives, and that's why they still have knives and shovels. But yeah, their first contract was for knives.
Curtis says you need a 22 410 over under as a squirrel rifle. 22 410. I don't know. 2 weeks in a row now, Sarah from Oregon has been the only person that's called into the show. And look, Sarah from Oregon is on line one. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Hi. We need to lift each other's content up in the right wing sphere. We're not working against each other. We're working with each other. Just you say, bye.
Bye. Well, Sarah was very proud of the fact that 2 weeks in a row went by, and she was the only person that called in. She like sent me a message on Facebook or Twitter or somewhere afterwards. It was like, that's 2 weeks in a row.
Well, let's hope by the next time I'm on, she's on 6 weeks in a row or seven, wherever I fall.
Look, you don't want anybody to call into my show except her?
No, I don't want her to be the only one. No, I just want I want her to be a caller.
Oh, no, she calls. She calls almost every week, if not every week.
Okay.
So since the last 2 weeks, she's been the only person that's called.
All right.
Which makes
next time I'm on, I'll have my wife call.
I was going to say, which is making me feel like I'm doing a terrible job as a host if I can't get people to call in. Anyway. So I mentioned Beretta being like the oldest weapons manufacturer around. I've got the Beretta 92. And the wife has a Beretta Tomcat. The little 32 ACP with the pop-up barrel so you don't ever have to rack it.
Yep.
Which is a really, really cute gun.
I like it. I think it's great for people who have a hard time racking the slide. I like it.
So that's her concealed gun that she doesn't conceal anymore. Like that's what she bought for that purpose. And then my throat in my pocket, just because sometimes you don't want a big thing on your waist. So you have a little pocket pistol.
Yep.
My little pocket pistol is in an AMT backup. Have you ever seen those?
I don't think I have. I'm going to pull that up now.
Yeah, the AMT backup, it's an all stainless steel. It's probably the first Micro 380. And it was specifically designed to be a police officer's backup weapon. It has no safety. There's, I don't know. It's a 380.
Yeah.
Semi-auto, completely basic, no safety. And good hard trigger pull, no sights. There's just a groove down the top of the slide.
Wow. I'm looking at one now. That's interesting. Of course, on here, it's called an AMT throwdown. I'm sorry. No, it is a backup.
But that, I am having the hardest time because it's such a hard trigger pull because there's no safety.
Yep.
It's such a hard trigger pull. And because there's like no sights, it's just that groove down the top of the slide.
On November 2nd, 1917.
I'm having a really hard time getting any accuracy out of it.
So one thing I've learned with that, since you don't have sights, it's not important. It's going to be kind of counterintuitive. It's not important to center it on your body.
Right.
Like you would. So what you kind of want to do is get it just a straight arm out with your strong arm. Get your strong arm straight out. Bring the other hand up for support if you need it, and kind of almost as you're, I'm trying to get my finger here, right? As you're blading your finger along the side, you're kind of pointing to where it's going to go and then pull into the trigger and pull back. You almost have to just straight arm, not worry about getting in the center, and kind of turn your body a little. That's what I've done with some guns that I don't have much accuracy with straight. For reasons, is a little bit more of a turned shot and keep the arm straight, and you'll get accuracy that way.
Curtis says, look up the Ithaca Mag 10.
Ithaca Mag 10.
It's a gas operated shotgun. And while you do that, Thomas in New Mexico, line one, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it may be a little off topic. I just want to share, and people may disagree, but I want to share what I believe what's going on. Israel, the Zionists, they're a terrorist nation, and the United States is supporting, backing up Israel. I'll tell you.
Well, I said at the beginning of the show, I don't want to talk about it. I'm not interested in talking about anybody's foreign wars in any country. It's not just Israel. Or Ukraine. I don't care.
Well, it was a false flag attack, and they're doing that to kill innocent Palestine children and families. Genocide is taking place in Gaza.
Okay. Don't want to talk about it.
Well, you may want to care because our own government is going to do that to our own people here in the United States.
Our own government has financed every war. Our government has financed pretty much every war on this planet for the last 70 years, which is why I don't want to talk about it. Because it's just a waste of money that doesn't do anything but pisses anybody off.
Our Constitution was written by Freemasons.
I don't care. I don't care if it was written by a one-armed black man with three testicles. It's a good document.
No, our Constitution takes away our freedom. Listen to Michael Gaddy on RBN.
I've listened to Michael Gaddy. I don't agree with him. Read the Constitution for yourself. Read it for yourself. Don't listen to what I say about it. Don't listen to what Michael Gaddy says about it. Don't listen to what anybody says about it. A 10th grader can read it and understand it for himself. Go read it yourself.
Inform your opinion. Takes away our freedoms. The Constitution was written by satanic Freemasons.
Whatever, Thomas. I'm done with you. Thanks for calling. See you. Bye-bye. Mike in line three. Line three. Thanks.
Oh, hey. I wasn't expecting to get on this quick. I had a lawyer who was on the Maryland Disciplinary Commission for the Bar Association. His, I think, ex-wife is the mother of his son, who was a Maryland State Police. And he was in the homicide division. The mother was over the state attorney's homicide division. And while we were talking to the guy, he pulls up this thing called, I think, the judge. There's two versions.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
Basically, the Morris judge. They're 410 six shooters, I think. I think they one of them may shoot five and the other shoots six. I don't know. One's made by Taurus and the other one's made by Smith & Wesson.
Yep.
But they
Taurus judge and the Smith & Wesson commander? No, that's not it.
Well,
I don't know. Yeah, they're all, I want one. That's on my wish list.
There's no ballistics. That's what spooked me about this. After we left this lawyer's office, we were trying to investigate what's going on where this national nursing home corporation out of North Maryland, Baltimore, was dumping all these nursing homes all across the country that were full of asbestos. They were built before like 1971. And so the principal for one of the shell corporations, for this guy that bought one in Texas off of another charity that had taken a $495,000 tax deductible contribution because it was donated and signed for it, and this guy bought it for like $70,000 to pay off the back taxes and stuff, and the town was just like every roadblock they could put up, he was wanting to put, like, he was trying to build a hostel, basically. And we tracked down the corporation and the shell corporation, and the principal was shot in broad daylight in front of a barber shop. The Baltimore Sun did a stand-up video there where they said it was a targeted killing, but they couldn't do any ballistics on that pistol.
Yeah, it's a 45 Colt or 410 shotgun shell, and you put a just like any shotgun, there's no ballistics on shotgun rounds.
Right. So if you're looking for something like that,
I want one because I just like the idea of shooting shotgun shells from a pistol.
Well, they make you can get them. The rounds come with like three balls or a slug or just different grades of shot. I mean, it's just like a shotgun. So, and you can reload it.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, we're coming up to a break, and I want to give our guests some time to wrap it up. Thanks for your call. So, did you look up the Ithaca Mag 10?
I did.
And I see pictures. I don't understand what's so special about it.
Well, I think it's semi-automatic. I think that's the only thing there's. And I had an opportunity. I don't know if it, I don't think it was the Ithaca, but I shot a semi-automatic shotgun 22 years ago when I was entering the police academy. It was neat, but I don't know. I still like the racking of the slide to get things going. I think that sends a message too.
Oh, yeah.
Another thing, And I'm not telling people to commit crimes. I want to preface this. But another thing for Mikey to think about is you also don't have to worry about picking up shell casings to make sure you don't leave evidence behind with the judge. Again, don't commit crimes.
Right.
2 decades in law enforcement. But what I will tell people to, what I will tell people to do is make sure they buy your book so they can be the smartest listeners out there, and they know what's going on, and to use Lighthouse as their code when they go to protectwithbear.com to sign up for Right to Bear self-defense.
Absolutely. And I said it at the beginning of the show in the first segment, protectwithbear.com, code Lighthouse, Right to Bear insurance, the most affordable carry insurance on the market, and the carry insurance that I had even before I met Mr. Scott Thompson here and had him come on the show. Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. What do we got going on? It's commercial break. Paul Engle. That's right. Paul Engle will be joining us on the other side of this commercial break. That's Paul Engle from the Constitution Study. And we're going to talk about the speaker nonsense in the House of Representatives. Thanks for coming, Scott.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.